U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has ordered that the Justice Department formally recognize June's ongoing status as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. The department says it and the FBI continue to investigate and prosecute hate crimes and related violence, including incidents that fall under the 2009 Shepherd-Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act. The U.S. Attorney in Milwaukee, James Santel, says tonight's meeting will also address possible Supreme Court rulings on the Defense of Marriage Act and California's attempt to ban same-sex marriage.
Regardless of what the decisions may be, those will not change the commitment of the U.S. Department of Justice, including my office and the FBI, to enforce the existing law.
Jason Burns of Equality Wisconsin says the event in Milwaukee follows a pro-LGBT event this week in Washington, at which Attorney General Holder and Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin spoke. Burns says it's unclear how people on all sides of the gay marriage issue will react to the Supreme Court rulings. But Burns says already all is not quiet when it comes to harassment of the LGBT community.
2 weekends ago was Pride Fest, and the usual protesters were out in front of that, although their numbers were smaller this year than they were in the year before.
Burns predicts the Defense of Marriage Act will be struck down and that a more middle ground will be taken on California's same-sex marriage ban. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.